Hello.
Hello, my name is Jasmine, returning your call from customer support. You left your number for us to call you. How may I help you?
Oh, Jasmine is your name, you said, honey?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Jasmine.
Okay. My name is Ellen Lohheiser, and I'm calling about some charges on my account that I was going over my last month's statement before the new ones came in, and I see some charges on October 15th and the 19th that I'm not sure what they're for. Would you be able to look that up for me, honey, so I can see what I'm being charged and for why?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than glad to look that up for you. Can I start by getting that zip code to better assist you by looking up that account, ma'am?
Yes, the you say the you need the account.
The zip code.
Oh, the zip code 34654.
Can I get that first and last name?
Yes, that's Ellen Lohheiser.
Okay, can you provide me the telephone number?
Yes, that's 727-868.
Hello, ma'am. You said 727-728-6961. Okay, so you said 727-728-68. That's too many numbers, ma'am.
No, no, it's all right. Let me start again. 727-827. And then
868-6961. Yes, ma'am. 6961. Thank you for that, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. You say your name was Ellen. And that last name again?
Lohheiser.
Can you provide me with that shipping address, ma'am?
Yes, that's 10024 Lakeview, one word, Drive, New Fort Ritchie, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. Give me a moment while that account is being pulled up. My account is running awfully slow.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. And what were you inquiring about on your account? And again, you wanted me to tell you the charge that was on your account?
Yeah, I see two charges from you, and one is on October 15th for $5.74. And then on October 19th, there's another charge for $67.32.
Yes, ma'am, I do see those charges from October the 15th for $5.74. Okay. It looked like give me one moment. You entered a sweepstakes. That sweepstakes charge, you entered a sweepstakes for a tactical bag, look like. Give me one moment.
Yeah, I don't remember entering any sweepstakes.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I do have that account, that website pulled over. It wasn't a sweepstakes for a tactical bag. You signed up for shipping and handling where you paid $5.74 for a tactical bag that was shipped to you on October the 17th.
For a what, honey?
A tactical bag. It's like a sports bag for a hiking, book bag.
A sports? I still don't get the what you're saying. A sports?
It's a book bag, a tactical bag, a sports book bag, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I see that you signed up for the shipping and handling. That tactical bag came. Give me one moment. In the terms of conditions, it was a trial policy. That book bag was within the trial, to be exact.
It was on trial?
It was a trial, yes, ma'am. It was a trial basis. The auto ship policy for the trial policy, it says in addition to the $5.74 shipping and handling I am paying now, I understand and agree the following. By clicking the order now button, I will immediately be charged $5.74 shipping and handling to ship my free Stealth Pro tactical bag, which is a welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store. I will also be charged $67.32 for my first month membership within the next 48 hours. But with the free Stealth Pro tactical bag and the $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club on the web, it is really costing nothing to become a member. That by being a member of the Consumer Direct Savings Stores, you will receive the $125 gift card every month and will have access to direct from factory savings on 100 products. That my credit will be billed $67.32 monthly for my membership. I also understand that I am free to cancel my membership at any time by simply contacting customer service at 855-605-4501, and I will not be charged further.
Honey, I didn't join any membership. That's wrong, because all I did was pay postage on whatever that bag was.
That $5.74, yes, ma'am. Once you pay the shipping and handling for that $5.74 for that bag, you was
right.
Automatically enrolled into that membership, which they was going
to
start.
I don't want to be enrolled in any membership.
Yes, ma'am. That's what came with that bag, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
But I don't want any membership.
I can get that canceled out. I can get that membership canceled out to you and offer you 50% refund for that product, for that membership, ma'am.
Not 50%. I didn't understand that there's supposed to be any membership with it.
The highest I can do is 75%, ma'am.
Are you connected with established firm Exacted?
We're a third-party customer service center, ma'am, that serves over 100 different companies, ma'am.
Well... No, have you charged me again then on my November bill?
No, ma'am. That's why I'm trying to get it canceled out and offering the highest 75% refund, ma'am.
All right. What is?
Because the only time you was charged for that was actually on November the 21st. If I can get it canceled out and give you that 75% refund, you won't be charged any more further for anything else.
But what about my money on October 19th that I was charged?
October 19th? That's what I'm talking about, ma'am, the October 19th charge. It's $67.32.
Oh, you said November
19th. I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to say November 19th. I got the months mixed up.
All right. Well, what would 75% be?
Give me one moment. $60 out of $67.32, you will be seeing $50.49 back onto your account. That's half of 60.
Okay, so $50.42. I would
49, ma'am.
49?
Yes, ma'am. $50.49.
Oh, 50.49.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. 50. 60, so it's costing me about close to $17 for something I didn't want. Ay, ay, ay. I don't know. I think I'm going to call my bank and refute the charges, dispute it, because...
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and give you that full refund for that $67.32.
All right, well, then I will take that. I want,
yes, ma'am, and I'll cancel the membership. Once I cancel that membership, ma'am, alone, you won't be billed anything, and your card will be canceled out where the company won't use your card anymore for any future purchases or any further purchases on these purchases or any other purchases as well, ma'am. Give me a moment while I get that account notated and get that refunded back on to you and provide you that confirmation number.
All right, I appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
Yes, Jasmine.
I do have that charge fully refunded to you, and I do have that confirmation number. You'll see that confirmation number. You'll see that refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and that's for 6732, right?
Yes, ma'am. Let me know when you're ready for that confirmation number.
I'm ready now, sweetheart.
C as in Charlie. 2 C's, 2.
2?
262.
Oh, 262. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. 183.
183.
676.
676.
Yes,
right.
Ma'am.
C262183676.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Jasmine. Well, honey, I sure appreciate that because of all things on Social Security, I couldn't afford that. So I appreciate you taking care of that since I didn't intend to have it anyway.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm truly sorry about that. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good night, ma'am.
You have a Jesus-filled night, sweetheart.
You're welcome, ma'am. Same to you.
All right. Bye-bye.